CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and my location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Here is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500, owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Call, is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call N4ZLK, or net control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call N4ZLK. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, call N4ZLK or net control. Release the push-to-talk button to make sure you are not doubling with another station. Then give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right to portion. Before we begin the RF portion of the net, we will recognize those who have utilized the pre-net check-in feature on the Brars.cc website. And also, during the RF portion, we will periodically stop and recognize any EchoLink stations. Tonight, on the pre-net check-in, we have KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. N4UYB, Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. KF4CKT, John in Hunyapath, South Carolina. KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLG, Linda, both in Piedmont tonight. KO4ZEW, Ben in Malden. KI4LZI, my neighbor Andy, out here near Table Rock. KR4DMG, Mick in Woodruff. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Travis Rest. K4RYL, Ryland in Greenville. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble. I think it's KR4FHX, Jamie in Gaffney. And KQ4RUP, Chris in Greenville. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley. KR4AAZ, Andrew and Greer. KR4IUB, Lenny and Easley. KN4RJN, John and Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Thank every one of those who utilized the pre-net check-in tonight. And before we begin the roll call, I will go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, this is KO4HKX. I'm located in Tipton, North Carolina, in Macon County. I have a couple call signs to check in, so let me know when you're ready.
N4ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. Patrick, and he's camping somewhere. I missed where you were, but go ahead with those call signs, Patrick. I am ready. N4ZLK, go ahead when you're ready, Patrick.
N4ZLK, please check in KD4CTJ, that's Cliff. KQ4YQI, Jose. N2NVY, J, KW4KWA, Charles. And also, please check in by relay, N0TR, Tom.
Just one of them, maybe two. I had a KQ4YQI. I missed the first one, I believe. And could you give me KQ4YQI's name again, and then also have N2NBYJ, KW4KWA Charles and N0TR Tom. Could you give me those first two again, please?
N4ZLK. Which one did you miss again?
You gave one before, KQ4YQI. I got, and that's the one I missed, and I missed the name on KQ4YQI.
The first call was KD4CTJ, Cliff, and KQ4YQI is Jose.
All right, Patrick, I apologize. Could you give me that first call phonetically? There's a lot of letters that sound very similar. Cliff's call, please.
Kilo. Sorry, let me start that again. Kilo, Delta, 4, Charlie, Tango, Juliet.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. I got it that time. KD4CTJ. Kilo, Delta, 4, Charlie, Tango, Juliet, Cliff. All right, Patrick, thank you for checking all these fine gentlemen in, even including Tom and 0TR. And I hope you have a great weekend there camping, and hope you have good success with the, I think it's the South Carolina and the North Carolina QSO party. I believe that might have been today. I'm not sure. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Patrick. You have a good evening. This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll begin the roll call now. We will start with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in and your call, the suffix of your call begins with an A or a D, A through the D, please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
WD4, DYH. Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, traveler's rest. No traffic, no roundtable. Thank you for calling the net.
Please check in. KR4CZI. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie, Zulu, India, Walter, and Anderson. Negative, negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Hey, this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize this fine group of people. Got KK4DMW, Rick, in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, KK4ONO, Lorena. Rick, please tell Lorena hello, and thanks for checking in. And he also brings in Michelle, KM4MOQ. Michelle is in Ware Shoals. And Rick, thank you for bringing them along. Hope you all have a good weekend. Next, we have WD4DYH. Johnny, I believe you said you're mobile. Could be wrong about that. But anyway, thanks for checking in, Johnny. I appreciate you being here tonight. And then last in that group, KR4CZI, Walt in Anderson. Walt, thank you for checking in tonight with us. I hope you have a great weekend. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or net control. All right, this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's move down to the Echo through Hotel group, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Jane, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. I will be negative, negative tonight, Shane. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KR4ETW, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo Tango Whiskey, Chuck in Campobello on a mobile. Negative, negative.
But okay. Out Kilo Quebec 4 Golf India Kilo Wayne in Etowah 73.
Patrick, R4KEX, that's Kilo Roger 4, Kilo Echo Foxtrot from Simpsonville, South Carolina. My name's Scott, and I just got my call sign today.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard, no traffic on launch.
4ZLK with the Blue Ridge to meet net. Sorry about that little pause there. I'm having some issues with the computer, so I'm trying to make sure I get everybody either written down or checked in the computer log here. First, I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, Harry up there in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, thank you for checking in, and I hope it's a little warmer up there for you this weekend compared to the last several. Thank you for checking in, and have a great weekend. And let's see, I have to move this down here. Next, I believe I had KR4ETW, Chuck, in Campobello. And Chuck, did you say you were on a boat tonight?
Negative, on a mobile out in the yard. On a mobile, just sitting in the driveway.
I thought you said you were on a boat. Good to hear you tonight, Chuck. But we do appreciate you checking in no matter how you do it. So thank you very much. And you have a great weekend. Excuse me. And then next, I've got a new call for me, KR4KEK. That is Scott in Simpsonville. And he's a very new call probably for everybody. Just got your license today. Congratulations, Scott. And I don't know if you know or not, but we're here every night at 9 o'clock on this frequency and a different net controller. And I know they'd love to have you check in. And welcome to the hobby. Congratulations on your call. Thank you for checking in with us. And then next I have N4EDW, Ed. And I think you're in Brevard, I believe that's right. Yeah, Ed in Brevard. So thank you, Ed, for checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. Still trying to catch up on where I am on the log and what's written on paper. So I got to make sure I put these in. Did I miss anybody in that group that I didn't recognize before I asked for more check-ins? N4Z, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. The correction on my new call sign is KR4 Kilo Echo Foxtrot.
4KEF. You're right, Scott. That's exactly what I wrote down with the pencil, but I read a K, so I think I said KEK. Sorry about that. And good job. You got a great sound. Your radio's doing great, and you're very clear and on the radio, so you're doing great. We appreciate you stopping by, and thanks for the correction. All right, any more stations that go through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or net control.
M4ZLK. Out Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf, India, Kilo, Wayne and Etowah, 73.
I did have you in here. I forgot to call you. I forgot to recognize you. KG4GIK, Wayne in Etowah. I appreciate you checking in, and sorry about missing you there. Have a great weekend. All right, let's move down to the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Net control. Kilo 4 Juliet Foxtrot, Jim, Simpsonville, negative and negative.
Okay. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative, so that's 73 for each one of you.
4ZLK, please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling me, James. Have a good evening, and good evening
to all
on the net.
No problem. Okay. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative, 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Where's that LK in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? I would like to recognize... K4J. Oop, I got that out of order. Sorry, Jim, K4JF. Jim in Simpsonville. Hey, Jim. Nice to hear you tonight. I was having trouble with your call for some reason. It wasn't showing up in the log, and then I missed the next couple. Just struggling tonight. But anyway, thanks for checking in, Jim. Good to hear you. And after Jim, we have KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo. Thank you, James, for checking in. And then next we have Sid, W4IOE, and he is in Fletcher. Thank you, Sid, for checking in. Sid calls in on Sunday night, I believe. I don't know all the details, but in the 146640 repeater. And I don't know the time, maybe 8:30, something like that. Sid, is that correct?
640, 8 o'clock Sunday evening, tone was 91.5. Thanks, Shane.
I missed the time there. 8 o'clock on 146.640 on Sunday nights, and tone of 91.5. Sid calls in up there, and I know he'd appreciate you checking in. Thank you, Sid, for checking in. Next, we've got KO4JKV. That's Duncan in Asheville. Good evening to you, Duncan. I haven't heard you on CW in a while, but I haven't been on the radio in a while, so I hope you're still active in that. And Duncan calls the net here on Monday nights and does a fine job with that. So thank you, Duncan, for checking in tonight. Did I miss anybody in that group? Because that's very possible. If I missed your call, didn't recognize you, please call again, N4ZLK.
Okay. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, KJ 4, DKI, Jack, and Rock Hill, man. Y'all have a good one. In and out.
Is that okay? Thank you for calling the net for us tonight. And I want to say hello to the brand new ham. You don't hear that often, so I like to say welcome to Scott, KR4. K-E-F, I guess. Good to hear a new call like that. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
4ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KJ4BKI, Jack in Rock Hill. Jack, got a good signal down here tonight. Thanks for checking in. Always good to hear you on just about every night. So appreciate you coming in tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. And then next, it wouldn't be a net if we didn't have KK4JBQ, Larry, check in. Larry, really good to hear you tonight. Your voice sounds good tonight. So hope you and Miss Donna, KC4MFK, are doing well tonight. And I hope you two have a great weekend, and thank you so much for checking in. And also, I knew you were going to do it. I knew you were going to recognize the new ham there. I know he appreciated that. So, way to go, Larry. I appreciate it. Always being consistent. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, let's go to EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
4LK, Shane, check in. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa A4 PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Shane, to your no traffic and no queue.
ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KA4 PQA. That's Stephen down in Greenwood. Stephen, nice to hear you tonight. I hope you and your wife have a good weekend, and thank you for checking in and always showing up here on the net up here. We appreciate it. All right, let's move down to Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK.
Have my call, and that was it. This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mike through Papa, call N4ZLK.
Okay. It's Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, or KO4, MWY, Larry in Simpsonville. I'll be sticking around for the ratchet with a question, and see you then.
Okay. Can you please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt in Western Greenville County, V Navy Native, 73 to you and all the net.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This is usually our smallest group. I'd like to recognize KO4MWY. That's Larry in Simpsonville. And Larry, I've got you down for comments. I'll be back to you as soon as we finish the roll call. And I understand you have a question, so we'll look forward to that. And next we have WG4MC. That's Matt in Western Greenville County. Matt, and Matt calls the net on Thursday nights and fills in other times too. So Matt, good to hear you tonight and hope you have a great weekend. Let's try one more time, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control. Welcome to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Okay. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Sierra Mike Victor Dale in Ellenboro. I'll be negative, but thanks for calling the net, and everyone have a great evening.
Or is that okay? Hello there, Shane. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative.
Is that okay? Good evening, Shane. Please check in November 4, Tango Lima Papa, N4TLP, Terry in Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no table. Good evening.
Okay. Check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. Richard and Greenville. Negative and negative.
4ZLK on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to recognize KK4SMV, Dale in Ellenboro. Dale, thank you for checking in with us tonight. I hear you almost every night, too, when I'm listening, so appreciate you being faithful here. And then next, of course, another faithful one, KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. Chris, really nice to hear you. Hope you have a great weekend, bud. Thanks for checking in with me. And next we have N4TLP. And I typed your call in wrong the first time. I don't know what I put, PTL or PLT, I think I did. And it came up somewhere in Georgia. I knew that wasn't right. Hey, Terry, thanks for checking in. And I hope you have a good weekend. And then the next station, Rich in Greenville, K4ROW. Just want to let you know, I think you might be on a Yeezy radio. You've got the little tone that beeps when you key down. I think you've got your wires X turned on. It should be an orange button on the front of your radio if it's like most of them. You just hit it once quickly and it'll turn it off, but every time you key down, you got a little beep and it cuts out the first part of your transmission. So I just want to let you know about that, but thanks for checking in with us tonight, Rich. Any more Quebec through Tango before I move on? Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK. Let's move down to Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Okay. Everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
Is that okay? Please check in Jerry, Whiskey 4, Zulu, Tango, India. It's been a while since I've talked to you, Shane, but please check me in negative and negative. I'm over here in Hart County, Georgia.
Okay. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, SK4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County, be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Is that okay? Shane, if you would, please check in KQ4WHN. My name is Mark. I'm in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative.
Is that okay? Shane and everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra. That's KG4ZGS. This is Chris here in Campobello. No traffic, but I'll stick around for the ride too.
4CLK.
Check in, Kilo, Quebec 4, Victor, X-ray, Zulu. KQ, I'm in Greer. A negative and negative. 70 degrees here.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize KQ4YOO, Clint, in the Honeypath. Good to hear you tonight, Clint. Hope you have a good weekend, and thank you for checking in with us tonight. And then next, I'd like to recognize W4ZTI, Jerry. Goodness, Jerry. Really nice to hear you tonight. It's a little early, though. I think normally when I would talk to you, it was well after midnight. Pretty sure. Thanks for checking in with us tonight. Are you traveling through, or are you reaching the repeater from down there?
I'm reaching the repeater from down here. And I just heard you call sign, and I'm like, I'm going to check into that net. I recognize it's been a while. But good to hear you guys. And now that I know where you're hanging out, I'll start listening too.
So you sound like you're very local. But anyway, yeah, good to hear you. I'm not traveling down there anymore. I retired from the company last August. I'm semi-retired, so I'm not done officially, but took the opportunity. So I don't miss driving down there in the middle of the night anymore. But it was good to, I met a lot of good people down that way. But yeah, this net's on every night at 9 o'clock, and I fill in every once in a while, usually on a Saturday or two, once or twice a month. And but we're here every night, 9 o'clock, and I'm sure they'd love to have you if you're available. Really good to hear you, Jerry. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, let's move down to Tommy, K4XB. Tommy, nice to hear you. Tommy's in Southern Greenville County, and he brings Angela, KQ4TBD. Please tell Angela, Beth, and I said hello, and hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for checking in. Always good to hear you. And then next, we've got KQ4WHN, Mark. And talked to Mark earlier today. He was very productive this morning. Sounded like he was up before dawn. Mark, good to hear you. Thanks for checking in. Mark calls in that on Tuesday nights, and we appreciate that. And then next, we've got Chris, KG4ZGS. And Chris has gotten very active lately. He's kind of took a break from it for a while, so we're glad to have Chris back in here. I've enjoyed talking to you, Chris, and I'll look forward to your comments that you might have. You'll be second on the Rag Chew stump, so it'll be warmed up for you when it gets to you. Appreciate you checking in. And then next we've got KQ4VXZ, Victor X-Ray Zulu, and that is Matt, and he's in Greer tonight. Matt, thank you for checking in. Hope you have a great weekend. Any more check-ins, uniform through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Evening, Shane. Appreciate you calling the net. Everybody on the net, 73. Please check in, NC9V, November Charlie 9 Victor. Name is Leon. I'm in Hendersonville. And also, don't forget my lovely bride, Wendy. Her call is Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ. And 73 at all, and appreciate you calling that.
That LK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Good evening, Leon. Leon, if you recognize his voice, he was just calling the net last night, so he does it on alternate Friday nights. Does a great job for us. NC9V in Hendersonville. And we can't forget Wendy, your better half, KE4 Delta X-Ray Juliet. She's also in Hendersonville with him. I hope anyway. I'm just assuming. thank you, Leon. Please tell Wendy, Beth, and I said hello, and hope you have a good weekend. All right, let's move it all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK or net control.
N4ZLK. Good evening. This is KQ4QGZ. Do you mind checking me in? Just
don't often listen to these nets, so I thought I might see what was going on. So I'm going to be negative and negative, but please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Gulf Papa, 73.
ZLK. Mr. Shane, Miss Beth is in the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Beth, all on the net. And it's good hearing Richard in there, K4OW. Hadn't heard him in a long time.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. This first call here, I'm going to recognize I need to make sure I got it right. I've got KQ4QGP, Quebec Golf Papa, and Benjamin. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is affirmative. That is Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Golf Papa.
Going in Georgia. Is that also correct?
I actually got my license over in Georgia, but I've recently moved here to Greenville County. I just haven't updated it yet, so I got to do that. Thanks for reminding me. Greenville County is where I'm calling from.
Benjamin, moved up here, got your license in Georgia, moved up here to Greenville. So, all right, appreciate you checking in. KQ4QGP. And I don't know if you've heard, but this net's on here every night at 9 o'clock. Different net controller. We'd love to have you. And appreciate you stopping by tonight. Next, we have Gary, KI4DOS. I'm starting to get worried about you, Gary. Hadn't heard you earlier, so I'm glad you snuck in here towards the end. We'll take you anytime. Gary is in Easley, and he brings along Joy, K3JOY. And we appreciate you checking in, and yeah, it was good to hear Rich tonight. I feel like I've heard him sometime fairly recently, but I'm not sure. But yeah, it has been a little while. So, Gary, tell Joy that Beth and I said hello to both of you, and hope you have a good weekend. And thank you for checking in. Any more check-ins? Alpha through Delta. No, sorry, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, all the way through the alphabet. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Control, Kilo Romeo 4, India Oscar Tango. Kilo Romeo 4, India Oscar Tango.
All right, KR4IOT, could I get a name and a location for that, please?
Stephen Fountain
Inn. N4ZLK with the Bridge 2-meter net. I have KR4IOT, India Oscar Tango, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, Steve in Fountain Inn. Steve, thanks for checking in with us tonight. I hope you have a good weekend. Any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'll try one more time before we close out the formal portion. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Okay. Give you one more before you close out the formal portion of the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Shane. No traffic, no comments. Good to hear you. Appreciate you getting us together on Saturday night and calling the net. 73, you and everyone on the net.
LK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize AK4HR, Mike in Simpsonville. Mike, good to hear you. Thank you for checking in with us tonight. Mike calls the net on the first Saturday of the month, and he does a fine job. So we appreciate all of the net controllers, sometimes twice or more. And sometimes for years on end, as Gary knows. I think Gary's been doing it for 23 years, maybe. So we really appreciate these faithful net control operators. All right, this is N4ZLK, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the RAGCHUs. And first up, we have KO4MWY. That's Larry in Simpsonville. Larry, please call Net Control or N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. KO4MWY. Every time I come and log in on the net, I always pull the call sign up on the QRZ. And I pulled yours that night, and you got a pretty impressive pretty good impressive narrative on yours, and it made me think about a guy or a buddy of mine that I work with. His father's it was or is a silent key of some time ago, and I was trying to get him to interested in at least 2 meter, his technician, and I was just wondering if the FCC, what do they do? The original question is, what do they do with the silent keys call?
Zen4ZLK, I believe, and if there's anybody out there listening that could correct me, I believe a silent keys call is held for either a year or 2 years. It's not made available except maybe to family members. I'm thinking this is correct. I could be wrong. They don't reassign it for maybe 2 years. But if there's a family member that wants that call and, you know, send documentation or whatever you have to do, I had to, I can't remember what I had to do to get my father-in-law's call, but I was able to get it because he was family, and it was within a year after he passed away. You can get the call, a family member can get the call as a vanity, but if I'm not mistaken, I think they hold it for 2 years before they release it as available again. But again, if somebody knows that better than that or knows that, you know, if I'm incorrect on that, somebody step in and correct me.
That is correct.
So the word right there. Thank you, Terry. I appreciate that. Let's see, Larry, sorry, does that answer your question?
Mike Whiskey Yankee. Yeah, that answers the question, but it probably already got reassigned some years ago because he turned into a silent key more than 15 years ago, I imagine, of Lou Gehrig's. And, but, you know, it's worth a try for him to look into it, I guess. I'll give him the information, and we'll see where it matures from there. Even if he don't, you know, just see if he wants to get his technician license so he can get on a 2 meter net or something.
Be worth checking into, and if I'm not mistaken, I don't think they reassign those. What they do is if someone requests it through the vanity program or when you upgrade, you can put down, you can look for calls that are available. It would just show as available until someone took it because they kind of go through the alphabetical order. We're down into the KQ or KR4s now, almost to the ends of those. I assume we'll be going to the KSs, but I'm not sure. Some of the letters they skip because they are too close to other countries, but it might still be available. But if it was a general or an extra or an advanced call, he wouldn't be able to get that until he upgraded it, you know, just on a tech license. I think you have to upgrade first before you can request a call that's a classification outside of your license class.
Pretty sure he was an advance because he said his dad got into Morse code, CW, and he's got a 5-digit call, you know, which everybody now gets 6-digit calls unless they go like you did to the vanity part.
Well, maybe you'll have some luck in talking him into it. You say he's not licensed at all now, the fellow at work?
The last guy that checked in, AK4HR, he sometimes park with, what we do is we park for the Mind Secure Wellness Center on events, and sometimes Michael comes by and parks with us. That's how I know him. And then my owner that I talk to rarely, he checked in tonight, KK4SMB, Dale in Ellenboro.
You know, two fine hams there that checked in tonight. That's great. Yeah, I don't envy you being down there with all that traffic trying to park people. I guess it's a job. Maybe you like it. I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to be doing that.
We got a big one coming up. It's the SEC Women's Basketball Tourney. It's going to be from Wednesday all the way to Sunday. Three a day until Sunday, I guess. And Saturday's got two games, separate games. So, yeah, it gets pretty hectic. Sometimes you just take the money, give them a ticket, and move on down. You know, that's you get busy in a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest sometimes.
And my claim to fame there with the Bon Secours well in the center was I was delivering to it when they were building it. So as they were breaking ground, I was delivering stuff into the construction crews and watched it go up and then delivering through the back door through the going into the security office there that was in the back by all the ramps where they park all the buses and all that kind of stuff. But was there something going on Thursday night, this past Thursday?
It was a senior by the name of Daniel Zimmerman. I might have that first name wrong, but he was a sellout crowd, and we filled up every parking lot, the parking place that we had, and I was like trying to come up with places to park them.
Figured there was something going on. I had to run down to Charleston Thursday morning. I left about 7:30, and I was coming back through there. Had a great trip, except through Columbia coming back. I got caught in the 5 o'clock traffic, so I kind of crawled from, or 26 comes into the south side or west side of Columbia, and then meets up with coming out of Columbia. And then the rest of the way home was great till I got to Greenville. I got up to about Woodruff Road, and it just slowed down. And I crawled all the way to Lawrence Road, and there was traffic everywhere.
I'm going to cut it off right here, but I'm going to give you an invitation. If you ever go to Bon Secours, come and see me on William Street right there. It's the street right across from the front entrance of the Bon Secours Wellness Center. Come and park with us. We're at 118 William Street, and we'll get you parked. It's well-lit lot and nicely marked. So if you ever come down, come see me. I'm right there at the parking place.
Right where it is. I used to deliver all over that area, too, all those law firms. Every street, there must be 20 law firms per street in all those houses. But anyway, I know exactly where you were or where you are. Well, thanks for checking in, and thanks for the question and the rag chew, extending out a little bit. You got anything else before we move on?
Did you deliver?
Yes.
Then the guy that's dead, okay, you may not believe, the guy who's dead is a solid key now. He was a UPS.
Know what his name is?
His name is Alan Callaway.
His dad's been dead a long time. I know Alan. Alan, goodness gracious. There was a guy on this repeater for years and years, K4SUG. All the old-timers know him. He basically took care of this repeater. And his son checked in earlier tonight. I was talking to Alan, and I was talking to Ray, K4SUG, and he knew Alan as well. And he knew Alan's dad, and Ray told me that Alan's dad is the one that got him into ham radio. And Ray was in it, I don't know how many years. He was 94, I think, 92 or 94 when he passed away. And Alan was, I used to load his package car, the little brown truck, when I first started at UPS. 35 years ago, I was loading his package car. And now his son-in-law also works out there and drives tractor-trailer. That's what I did for the last 11 years.
Want me to blow your mind again?
I promised to tell Alan that Shane said hello.
I will, and here comes another blast from your past, I bet. You know a guy by the name of Jason Parrish?
I do know him very well. Worked with him for a long time.
I work for him now. He's the person I work for.
Now, is he still at UPS? Because I knew he was still there when I left, but I haven't seen him in a while.
I got two more years, and I don't work for him, but his wife, who's a Morgan, is in place to take the parking business away from her dad, which her dad was my mentor in the post office. I'm a retired mailman.
I didn't realize that Jason was involved. We talked over the years, and I knew him well, but I just didn't know, you know, like you see him in the morning, you get on the truck and you leave, and then you see him, you might see him in the evening when you come in, so, but yeah, that's pretty cool. Tell Jason if you talk to him that Shane said hello as well.
Hey, world, Shane.
That years ago, as a package car driver, before I went into driving the tractor trailer, you know, you get to know so many people. You stay on a route for a year or more, and you know everybody in that area, and then you move to another route. And my kids used to say, anytime we'd go into town anywhere, they'd say, Dad, we can't go anywhere without you knowing somebody. And that's the way it was for a long time. And then once I moved into driving tractor trailer, I didn't really see anybody, especially when I was working nights. But that's when you get to know a lot of people over the years when you work around the city like that for so long.
I'm trying to get Alan involved. I got a little 2-meter go box that I built, and I'm planning, you know, pretty soon I'm going to take it in and set it out and see if I can get him on that third party to see how he feels about it.
You grouchy, and you tell him I said that.
He did mention to me that no one could talk to him in the morning, so I would believe you on that.
He's a good guy. We got along well, but he would be grouchy in the morning, that's for sure. But anyway, I'm going to have to check, see if there's anybody else that wants to check in. Let me give you one more chance. You got anything else, or you want to hang around for a little bit longer?
I'm clear.
You off. I just wanted to give other people a chance to check in. All right, let's see. Larry, sorry, I was trying to remember your name. Larry, I appreciate the ride to you tonight, and man, tell Jason and Alan I said hello. They should know who I am. Just tell them. They know I was in ham radio, I think. Most everybody there knew I had a radio in the truck, so anyway, tell them hello, and again, thanks for stretching out a little bit. Hope you have a good weekend. All right, do we have any more check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Well, this is KQ4ZLE. Echo. I am mobile coming into Hartwell, Georgia, coming back home from vacation. If you would please check me in, sir. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
I would like to recognize KQ4ZLE, Anthony, mobile there, coming back in from vacation, coming back from Georgia, or at least driving through Georgia. I don't know if you vacationed there, but Anthony, thanks for checking in. Good to hear you tonight. I usually hear you early in the morning sometimes, so it's good to hear you on tonight. Safe travels, and I hope you enjoyed your vacation. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
4ZLK. If you would please check in Whiskey 4 Japan Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Matthew here, Northern Pickens County. No traffic tonight.
That would like to recognize WW4JET. Matthew. Hey, Matthew, good to hear you. Matthew's my neighbor. I can almost throw a rock, maybe. It'd have to be a small one and get it over the mountain there, and I might be able to hit him. Matthew, are you going to be around for Right Chew?
Feeling the car good. A little ragged, so got to get up in the morning, too, a little bit early. So, hey, we'll catch up, though. You have a good night tonight, and good to hear you out there.
Checking in. Good to hear you. Hope you and your family have a good weekend. Please say hello to the wife and tell them Beth and I said hello. you have a good weekend. All right, one more time, all the way through the alphabet before I go to our next commenter. Please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, K4O. I still got that tone on my signal.
ROW, Rich, yes, you do. It's still there.
Okay. I got a radio I borrowed from somebody, and I'll have to try to figure out how to get it off there. I'm sorry if it presents a problem. K4OW.
Problem. It just happens. I've done it too because I've got several Yeezy radios. This new one doesn't have that wires on it. But are you on an HT or a mobile radio?
I'm on an HT. It's kind of all I got right this minute.
Don't know how to turn it off on the HT. I've got a couple of radios that have a big orange button right beside the power button, and that's usually what it is. I hit it by accident instead of the power button, and it turns it on. But you might have to go into the menu there, unless there's somebody listening that could tell you. But it's not an issue. I just wanted to let you know, because you usually can't hear it from the if you're transmitting, you don't know what's happening.
Okay, when I press transmit button, I can hear a tone right at first. I'll try to find an owner's manual and take care of it. I've tried pressing the button, but it doesn't do any work so far. But I'll try to take care of it. I'm sorry. K4OW.
Apologize. I just wanted to let you know, because like I said, I've done it before too. As you could hear it, I can't hear it on my radios when I transmit if it's on. So that's a good thing there. All right, thank you, Rich. Hope you have a good weekend. And I don't know if you heard Gary. He said it was good to hear you tonight. Said he hadn't heard you in a while. So thanks for checking in with us. All right, let's go to their next rack tour. That would be KG4ZGS. Chris, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK, this is KG4ZGS. Nice to talk with you, Shane. I'm not sure if I've ever called in on a net that you were hosting before. It seemed novel when I heard you in there. I had the net on my HT inside the house, and then I heard you start up the net, and I was like, oh man, Shane's calling the net. I gotta go out to my car so the signal's good. I didn't want to give you the scratchy signal from inside the house.
Appreciate that, but it's not an issue. Yeah, I'm not regular, but I fill in every once in a while. It's usually on a Saturday night. My son-in-law, Connor, calls the net. He signed up for the three Saturday nights after all the Saturday nights except for the first one. So sometimes there's four. It's usually just three. And he and my son, Seth, see, Connor is K4HNR, and my son, Seth, KQ4WJT, they ran a half marathon this morning. And with some coworkers and Connor's twin brother, who is WGP, I think. That doesn't sound right. But anyway, Hayden, they ran a half marathon this morning. Connor texted and said he was a little tired and wanted to know if I could run it for him. So here I am.
Cool, man. Yeah, I've called in on a net that Connor was calling before. That's cool. Well, right on, Shane. Always enjoy talking to you. There's a lot of friendly people on this repeater. I was wondering if you could tell me anything about the club meeting. I believe it's on Monday. I'm interested in potentially attending the meeting, but I can't commit to it. Everything's kind of played by ear around here with my young son.
I can tell you where it is. I'm pretty sure. I guess they still meet at the Red Cross building, 940 Grove Road. And I could be wrong about that, too, because there for a while they were meeting at different places. I know they do the testing down there. Anybody on frequency that could confirm that or tell me I'm wrong, please call N4ZLK.
An announcement the other night that that's where it would be, and they also do it via Zoom.
Everything tonight. Thank you, Terry. I thought it was still there, but I don't get to many of them either. Probably was hoping when I got a little more time that I would be able to start attending. But for a long time, you know, I had kids at home and working long hours. I was still working sometimes when the meeting started. Go ahead, Chris.